setting the bar time, Kelly, which is...
an example of what not to do.
Yeah. Look, love and love loss can be a challenging thing to get over, right? Smashing their car is only the first thing that's wrong in this setting the bar story. So if you manage to make it through the day without smashing up a car thinking that it was your ex's... When it wasn't.
Oh, no.
Then you're doing okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's 37-year-old Justin. He tried to get revenge on his ex. He decided, you know what? That looks like her car at this grocery store. And I am going... You know, how many white Honda SUVs could there be in this city?
Oh, my gosh. How many? A million.
It's got to be hers.
Oh, wow.
Broke out the window, got inside, started smashing up the radio.
That is vandalism. Also against the law, right? Like, this is never going to be justified. Why did we think this was ever going to be a good idea?
Yeah. Cops were
not
going
to win her back either, if that was your thought. No.
Yeah. So, listen. It turned out the car he actually smashed up belonged to a random grocery store employee.
Oh, man.
Who
was... they didn't ask for that.
Inside working.
Oh,
There is a little bit of good news here, because a local car dealership is going to help her out with the repairs to her car and also set her up with a free rental.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's really good.
So this Justin, he's...
he got arrested, right?
Yeah. And apparently he seems to think every white SUV is his ex or his ex's girlfriend or, you know, his girlfriend. It sounds like his ex also made a good choice, too.
Yeah, oh, exactly. 1,000%. Yeah, he's also facing other charges for other bad decisions. Sounds like this is the first in many bad decisions Justin's been making. He needs to learn how to handle disappointment better and maybe
handle rejection.
Stop breaking the law. Exactly. Handle rejection, disappointment, all of that.
Yeah, those are skills that people should have. That is for sure.
Okay.
On 99.70 JX. That is your setting the bar story.